We think we've achieved quite a bit. We definitely have full engagement in the department. And people are, in fact, helping us shape what the guidance and direction should be. Within the next week or so, we're hoping that we will issue and, in fact, place on a shared website, for lack of other words, for all of our workforce members to respond to and tell us exactly, you know, give us their comments on the process.
How will that feed your process going forward?
We will look at that information and, in fact, integrate it into it. And we are scheduled basically to go in August to go to the table and have the negotiations with our union. But this information will be the framework around which it will help both the union and management to frame the idea, well, I'm not going to say the ideal, but the best possible system for the department.
So the one of the main ideas of GEAR is tying that employee performance to organizational performance. What have been some of the biggest challenges so far, and what do you see the challenges going forward?
Well, I guess the biggest challenge is really just defining specifically for the employee what we call the line of sight, cascading down from what we call the strategic plan to that particular individual, and being able to define the specific tasks or activity that they have to undertake. But we've come up with a process called Confabs, where we will sit and begin to define that at a high level, but then define the individual standard or objective that would be placed in the standards for the employees as well as managers, etc.
There are concerns about a perceived overemphasis on senior executive performance management over other levels of accountability. In your view, how do you characterize these concerns and what you're doing about them?
Well, I think that the concerns are legitimate concerns in the context of most of them have evolved from our work group. The beauty of the situation that we have is that we discuss every issue, and we allow that the issues that are on the table, we allow the groups to provide us with specific recommendation of how we can resolve that. And then we come to a closure in terms of a general consensus about what is the most appropriate direction. You know, and as a general rule, we try to get 100% acceptance, but where we don't get it and there's a need for a decision to be made, our leadership is making that decision, but they're making that decision to reflect the best interests of the employees, period, regardless of whether they're bargaining unit, whether they're management. And they have input into that decision, so they do get to influence that. That's the critical piece.
What other pilots do you have with regards to GEAR coming up in the near future to kind of push this ahead?
Well, this is a handful. So I don't think we can talk about other pilots. We may have phases of it, but at this particular point, we're really trying to get to 2013 with installing a new system and a new process and having everyone have ownership in that. So that's our overall goal. And at this particular point, we know we have to be slow and methodical in terms of it, because we want it to be one where everyone will assume ownership of the process, that it may not end up being exactly what they want, but at least they will know that it reflects their input, etc., and that in terms of their values, the things that they're concerned about, that they have been reflected in the system. So that when the performance standards come down, their performance standards are really, they emanated up. And when they sit with their manager to talk about them, that they are something, it's their partnership more than anything else.